Shalom to all. Today's Avi Mishnah is we're going to learn Maseches Krisos, Perek Vav Mishnah Zayin through to the end of the Masechta, and on to the brand new Masechta, Maseches Me'ilah, from the beginning all the way through Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, now discussing Karban Chatos, Hamaf Shchatosai, a person designates an animal as a Karban Chatos, Vameis, and the fellow himself died, Lo Yiviyana Benoy Acharav, his son is not allowed to bring it after him, that's even if his son is Chayv a Karban Asham, that's because it's called Chatos Shemesa Ba'aleha, a Chatos that the owner died, so it has to be left to die, and it can't be used for any other purpose. Also, Lo Yiviyana Mechet Al Chet, a person can't bring from one Chet for another, which means if a person designated a Chatos for a specific Chet that he did, and then he did another chet that requires a karban chatos, he can't use the animal that he designated for chet number one as his karban for chet number two. And afilu al chel shachal emesh levian al chel shachal yom. Even if he ate chel of yesterday and he designated an animal for that, and then he ate chel of again today, so it's the same exact avera. That's eating chelev. Still, he can't use that karban that was designated for yesterday's chelev for today's chelev. Why is that? Shenemar, because the pasuk says by karban chatos karbanoi al chatosai. Really, the pasuk says vehevi karbanoi seiras izim tamimun keva. But the key words are what the Mishnah says, karbonoi al chatasai, and this teaches us shei karbonoi l'shem chetoi. His karbon has to be for this chet that he did, not any other chet, even if it's the same one. And we're going to be discussing a number of things regarding karbonois. Says the Mishnah, mevin mehektish kisba, se'ira, mehektish se'ira, kisba. If a person had to bring a karbon and he designated money to purchase a kisba, which is a female sheep, he can use that money for a female goat. Or the other way around, if he designated it for a female goat, he could use it to purchase a female sheep. That's because if he's bringing karbon chatos, both of these are fair game to be used as a karbon, either female goat or sheep, so it doesn't make a difference what he had originally designated the money for, both of them are perfectly fine. We have a number of similar cases, and these all now fit under the category of a karbon oilev yorid, which is a special type of chatos that's brought for being over only a few types of unique averos, and the reason why it's called an oilev yorid, as we had learned about earlier in the Masechta, is because it literally goes up or down depending on his financial situation. If he's wealthy, so he brings a kisper se'ira, if he has average funds, so then he's going to bring a tar or ben yoina, which is a turtle dove or young pigeon, and if he's very poor, then he just brings a karbon mincha. So the Mishnah tells us, mehektish kisbu se'ira, tyrin ubnei yoina, mehektish tyrin ubnei yoina, asir so'efa. If he originally designed money for his karbon oilev yored to purchase a female sheep or goat, he can use that money for a turtle dove or a young pigeon. And if he had originally designed money for tar ben yoina, he could use that money for the asir so'efa mincha. The question is, ketzad, how does this work? So let's say, hefresh l'kisba oilev se'ira, he was considered wealthy, and so he had designated this money for his karbon oilev yored to purchase a female sheep or goat, and then, he became poor to Yavi Oiv. He now uses the same money to go buy a bird carbon. And Hani, if he became even poorer, Yavi Yasir Sa'ifa, he could use the same money to purchase his carbon mincha. Now, the same works the other way around as well. If he was very poor and Hefresh Lasir Sa'ifa, he designated money to purchase his carbon mincha, and then Hashir, he became a little bit wealthier, so Yavi Oiv, he could use that money to purchase his bird carbon. And Hashir, if he became even more wealthy, Yavi Kisbu Sa'ira, he could use that same money, obviously with some added on, to purchase a female sheep or goat. However, says Mishnah, Hefresh kisba oy se'ira, if he had designated not money but an actual animal, a female sheep or goat, for his carbon oilev yored, v'nistavu, and then they received a mum, they broke a leg, let's say, or got a nick in the ear or the eye or one of the multiple mumim that will passel an animal from being brought. So imratza, if he wants, yavi udameim oif, he could be paid to them, transfer the kedusha onto money, and use that money to purchase a bird. However, hefresh oif v'nistav, if he designated a bird to be his carbon oilev yored, and then it got a mum, so lo yavi b'dama v'asir sa'ifa, he can't use money from that bird to purchase a mincha she'ein lo'ayv pedyayin. That's because there's a special din regarding a bird designated as a karbon that if it gets a mum, it cannot be nifta, we can't be paid there, we can't transfer kedusha onto money, and therefore in this situation it doesn't work to take the money and buy a mincha with it. Moving on to Mishnah test, the last Mishnah in Masechta, continue to discuss something similar. Reb Shimon says, kvasim kadim le'izim b'chal makayim. In the Torah, when we see kvasim and izim, sheep and goats mentioned, sheep are always mentioned before goats. Ayach, you might think that was his teach us. That's because they're more choice. A sheep is much better than a goat. And therefore, let's say a person says, I take upon myself to bring a carbon oilah, and he has a sheep and a goat, he would have to bring the sheep because that's the choicest of the two. That's not so, says the Mishnah. Talmud Lomer, that's when the Pasuk tells us, if he's going to bring his chatos as a keves, as a sheep, and this was actually stated after the Pasuk already mentions a se'ira, a goat. And therefore, Malamas teaches us, Shneim Shkulin, that both of them are really the same. In other words, even though every time sheep and goats are mentioned, sheep is stated before goats, since one time by Karban Chatos it says goat before sheep, that tells us they're really all the same. Similarly, says the Mishnah, when the Torah mentions turtle doves and young pigeons, it always says the Torah before the Bnei Yoina. And same here, Yachal, one might think, that's because they're better. Turtle doves are better than pigeons, but that's not so. Talmud Lomer, That's why the pasuk says Uven Yoina Isar Lechatos. So here we see Ben Yoina being mentioned before the Tyrim Malam Shishneim Shkul, and that tells us they're both equal. Now we take the same logic elsewhere. Ha'av Kaidim La'im B'chol Makim. Father is always mentioned before mother in the Torah. It says Kabed Esavicha V'Asimecha. Honor your father, mother. It says Umake Aviv V'Imay Mas Yumas. It says Umakalel Aviv V'Imay Mas Yumas. So anytime we have father, mother mentioned, father's always before mother. Now Yachol, so you might think Shekaved Av Aidef Al Kaved O'Aim. That it's more important to honor the father. It's more chashuv. It's more preferred to honor the father over the mother. That's not true, because Talmud Lamer, the pasuk says Ish Imay V'Aviv Tiro. So here we see mother being mentioned before father, and that teaches us Malam Shishneim Shkulim that really they're both equal. Avol Amr Chachamim. However, the Chachamim did say Ha'av Kaidim L'Aim B'Chol Makayim. When it comes practically to honoring the parents, the father comes before the mother. Why is that? Mnei Shuhu Ve'Imay Chavim B'Chvayt Aviv. Both he, meaning the son, and the mother are chayv to honor the father, and therefore if he has an option right now, honor father or mother, it really goes to father. And v'chin Talmud Torah, the same thing works with Talmud Torah. Im zacha ben lefnei arav, if the son was zaycha to learn the majority of his Torah from a Rebbe, so kaidem es ha'av b'chol makayim, that Rebbe comes before the father in all situations. Why is that? Mnei shu v'av chayim b'chvayt rabbi, because both he and his father are chayiv in the covet of the Rebbe. That's because the Rebbe is a Talmud Chacham, so the father as well has to honor the son's Rebbe, and therefore if it's a choice, do we honor the Rebbe or the father? The son has to honor the Rebbe over the father. With this, we finish Maseches Krisos. Mazel Tov finishing this Masech together. Just like Maseches finished Krisos together, we should Maseches finish the entire Shisha Sidra Mishnah together. Now, we already got our feet a little bit wet in the Sugya of Me'ilo in the previous Masech. We already know that being Me'il B'Hekdash is misappropriating Hekdash, basically using it for one's own benefit. Either money was used or an item was benefited from, and when a person is Chayiv, he has to pay a Keren, which is the principal amount, and added Chaimesh, a fifth, and bring a Karbon Asham, that's called an Asham Elois. And as we had said, we already learned all of this. Now, as we're going to see in this Masechta, this only applies to something classified as Kodshe Hashem. It's, so to speak, owned only by Hashem. However, if others have the right to use it, there might not be an Isser Chiyov. There's also a minimal amount a person is Chayiv for. And further, one is only Chayiv if he used Hektish B'Shoigeg inadvertently and not B'Mezid. So now, beginning with Mishnah Aleph, we get more of all this discussion of Kodshe Hashem. So we have a person who designated a Karbon, specifically Kodshe Kodshim, such as a Karbon Asham or Chatos or an Ayla. That's called Kodshe Hashem. Before any processing is done to the Karbon, it's only for Hashem, and it could be Ivar Me'ila for it. However, once the Shechita happens, and then Zrikas Hadam, the blood was sprinkled on the Mizbech, so then it's not Kodshe Hashem anymore, because the Kehanim were allowed to eat from it, and therefore there wouldn't be any Me'ila. So now we discuss if the Karbon became Pasul before Zrikas Hadam happened. Mishnah Aleph tells us, Kodshe Kodshim Sheshchata Medarim, if Kodshe Kodshim was Shechted in the south of the Azara, we know that has to be Shechted in the north of the Azara, but he shechted it in the south of the Azara. So that actually passes the Karbon, and therefore, Mylin Bahen. Therefore, one could still be Ivar Me'il with it, because it's still considered Kodshe Hashem. It hasn't moved out of that stage. Therefore, one could be Ivar Me'il with it. Furthermore, Shechata Medarim V'Kibul Dam B'Tzafayin, if he did Shechita in the south, even if he did Kabal Sadam, he caught the blood in the Klisharis in the north, or B'Tzafayin V'Kibul Dam B'Darim, even if he shechted in the north of the Azara, let's say he did Kabal Sadam in the south of the Azara, or Shechata Bayayim Zark Balayla, Balayla Zark Bayayim, he did Shechita during the day, but did Zrika Sadam, sprinkle the blood at night, or he did Shechita during the night, even if he did Zrika during the day, if he did Shechita with a machshava, with an improper intention, that he's going to, let's say, eat the meat beyond the time that it's allowed to be eaten, or outside the place where it's allowed to be eaten, in all these cases, Mylan Bahen, one could still be Avram Ila with it, because it's still considered Kodshe Hashem. And Kal Amr Bishur, Bishur says a general rule with this, Kol Shahayol if the Karbon at one point in time was mutter for the Kaihanim, so ain Mylan Ba, one's not able to be Ivar Me'ila with it anymore. But if it wasn't yet mutter for the Kaihanim, Mylan Ba, so one could be Ivar Me'ila with it. And he explains this, Ezui Shayel HaShas HaTelo Kehanim, what's an example of that it had a Shas HaTelo Kehanim? It had this time that it was permitted for the Kehanim, and then later on it became Pasul. So here's a few examples. Shalana, if the meat went through Lina, which means it stayed overnight in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the Shechita and the Zrika and everything was perfectly fine. So now it left this stage of Kodshe Hashem, the meat was now permitted for the Kehanim, but then the meat stayed overnight in the Beis HaMikdash, and that Pasuled it, or Shenitma, if it became Tameh, and here's another one that we're going to be focusing on later on, Vishayatza, or if the meat was brought out of the Azara. We know that with Kachay Kodshim, the meat has to stay inside the Azara. If it's brought out, that passels it. So in this case as well, since it did go through the stage that it was permitted to the Kayanim, and it only became passel later on, so in all these situations, one can't be Ivram Ela with these parts anymore. Now, Ezwi Shaloyah Elashas Hatul Kayanim, what are situations of a carbon that did not have any time that it was permitted for the Kehanim, Shenishchata Chotzlozman, Chotzlom Kaimov, Shikilu Psalm Zarkoz Dama, all these situations where, let's say, we shechted with this improper thought, the meat beyond the time it's allowed to be eaten, or past the place where it's allowed to be eaten, or if somebody who's Pasul did Kabbalah Saddam, or did Zrika Saddam, in all these situations, it never had a stage yet where it was permitted for Kehanim, so one could still be Ivar Me'ila. Now, moving on to Mishnah Beis, continue to discuss this Psal that we had mentioned just before, maybe this Psal of leaving the Azara. So Basar Kachay Kachim, Shiyatzal Fnei Zrikas Damim, let's say the meat of Kachay Kachim was brought out of the Azara before Zrikas Adam happened. So usually with a carbon, the proper way of doing it is there's Shchita, the carbon Shechted, then the blood is caught in a Kli Shares, in a special vessel, is brought to the Mizbeach and sprinkled in whatever way it's supposed to be done. That now allows the meat to be eaten with, let's say, a carbon Chatos or Asham. But let's say before Zrikas Adam, the meat was brought outside the Azara, passeling it. So Blazer says, Mylan Bai, one still could be Ivar Me'il with this carbon. That's because it's still considered Kachay Hashem, and Ve'ein Chayav Anol Mishum Pigal Noser V'Tameh, one can't be Chayav for any of these things. These are all Psulim that can only apply to a Kosher carbon. But since the carbon is Pasul, since he invalidated it by bringing it outside of the Hazara, so now it can't have any of these Psulim apply to it anymore. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says it's the other way around. Ein Mylan Bai, one is not able to be Ivar Me'il with it, because even though it was taken out of the Azara, the Zrikas Hadam, sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach, does have an effect on it, and therefore it's not considered Kachay Hashem anymore, so one can't be Ivar Me'ila. Aval, however, Chayav and Alv Mishon Pigol Noiser V'Tamei, one could be Chayav for one of these three things, because now that the carbon has left the stage of being Kachay Hashem, it is able to have this other psol applied to it. And Amar Rabbi Kiva continues saying, how do I know this is true? Because let's say somebody designated an animal as a carbon chatos, then it got lost, so he designated a different animal to be a carbon chatos. Then he found the original one. So he has these two animals right in front of him, and let's say both of them were shechted. Don't we say that just like Zrikas Adam of one of the animals patters that animal itself, now it's not considered Kachay Hashem anymore, so it also patters the other animal? Well, the same way that it patters the meat of the other one, that's not considered Me'ila anymore, so it should patter its own meat as well. And therefore, with Yotzei, which is what we just discussed before, even though the meat of the animals brought out of the Azara before Zrikas Adam, nonetheless, the Zrikas Adam takes it out of the stage of Kachay Hashem, so one can't be Ivar Me'ila for it anymore. Now we can discuss Me'ila. Remember, the general rule is that when something is considered Kachay Hashem, it's technically designated only for Hashem, so one could be Ivar Me'ila. However, the moment it's not considered Kachay Hashem anymore, it's able to be used or eaten by the Kayhanim or by the owner, so one can't be Ivar Me'ila. So in the previous Mishnayos, we discussed Kachay Kachim, that when they're designated as such, they're considered Kachay Hashem and one could be Ivar Me'ila. Now we move on to Kachim Kalim, which is really the opposite in some ways, because the moment that it's designated, part of it is still considered the owner's, and therefore it's not Kachay Hashem. Now we discuss this in regards to another thing that we had mentioned yesterday, namely the Isser of Yotzei, that either a Murim, sacrificial parts, or the meat of Kachim, which is not allowed to be brought outside the Azara, and if it is, it passels it. And we had a Machlaikas, Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Kiva. So Mishnah tells us, a Murim Kachim Kalim, Shiyatzal Fnei Zrikas Dam, the Imurim, the sacrificial parts of Kachim Kalim that were brought out of the Azara before Zrikas Adam. Reb Lezer says, Ein Mylan Bahen, one's not able to be Ivar Me'ila with them. This is Reb Lezer Lashitasai. The Zrikas Adam is not effective for something that was brought out of the Azara, and therefore once it was brought out, Zrika won't help at all. Therefore, one can't be Ivar Me'ila with it. And also, Ein Chayv Anolim Mishum Pigol Noiser V'Tameh. If the carbon became Pigol, Noiser, or Tameh, one's not going to be Chayv Kares for eating from it, because again, it's Pasul, so it can't have this Psol. However, Rekiva says, Myelin Behen 1 could be Evan Rila with it, because even though it was brought out of the Azara, Rabbi Kiva holds, as we learned yesterday, Zrika is Myelin, I'd say. It is effective for something even though it was brought out of the Azara, so one could be Evan Rila with it. And also, V'cheven Olam Misham Pickle Nicer V'tame, one could be Chayef for Pickle Nicer and Tame, which means this carbon could get the designation, the psol of Pickle Nicer V'tame, even though again, these Imurim were brought outside the Azara. And now moving on to Mishnah Dalet, we have a little bit of a recap, if you will, or a summary of these previous Mishnayas. The Mishnah tells us, Maisa Dam Bekachi Kachim Lahakel Ulahachmir Ubekachim Kalim Kulan Lahachmir. In regards to Maisa Damim, meaning the Zrika Zadam, the sprinkling of the blood of Kachi Kachim, in some ways it could be a Kulan, sometimes it's a Chumra, whereas by Kachim Kalim it's always a Chumra. Ketzad, how does that work? So Kachi Kachim Lefnei Zrika Zadamim, when we have a carbon, which is Kachi Kachim, it's the highest level of Kachim, and before Zrika Zadam, so Moilin Be'imurim Uba Basar, one could be Evrim Ila, both of the Imurim, which is the sacrificial parts, those parts which will be burned on the Mizbeach and also in the meat. That's because before Zrika Zadam, it's considered Kachi Hashem. Whereas La'achar Zrika Zadamim, after Zrika Zadam happened, so then Mylan Be'imurim, the Ain Mylan Be'basar. One can only be Ivar Me'ilah with the Imurim, but not with the Basar. The Basar, the meat, is eaten by the Kaihanim, so it's not Kachi Hashem anymore, so one can't be Ivar Me'ilah with it. It's only with the Imurim, the parts that are going to be burned on the Mizbeach, those are considered Kachi Hashem, so only with those, one could be Ivar Me'ilah. And Alzeh V'Alzeh, in regards to both the Imurim and the Basar, Chayim Mishon Pickle Nicer V'Tameh, one could be Chayiv for Pickle Nicer V'Tameh. Now, with Kachim Kalim, when it comes to Kachim Kalim, lower level of Kachim, for example, Karbon Shlamim, Kulon Lahachmer, everything is a Chumra. Ketzad, how does that turn out? So, Kachim Kalim Lefnei Zrika Zadamim, when we have Kachim Kalim before Zrika Zadam, so Ein Mylan Loi Be'Imurim V'Loi Be'Basar, one can't be Ivar Me'ilah either with the Imurim or the Basar because it's not considered Kachi Hashem yet. It's La'achar Zrika Zadamim, but after Zrika Zadam, Mylan Be'Imurim V'Ein Mylan Be'Basar, one can be Ivar Me'ilah with the Imurim and not with the Basar. The Basar is eaten by the Kahanim, so it's not Kachi Hashem. The Imurim are burned in the Mizbeach, so they are Kachi Hashem. And Valzev Alzachem Mishon Pickle Nicer V'Tameh, in regards to both the Imurim and the Basar, after Zrika Zadam, one could be Chayiv for Pickle Nicer and Tameh. Nimse, it turns out, says the Mishnah, Maisa Dam Mekachi Kachim, Lahakel Ulahachmir, Bekachim Kalim, Kulay Lahachmir, that after Zrika Zadam of Kachi Kachim, there's a Kula and a Chumra, where Mekel regarding the meat and Machmir regarding the Imurim, whereas by Kachim Kalim, it's always a Chumra, because before Zrika Zadam, by Kachim Kalim, there's no Me'ilah, it's only after Zrika Zadam, there's potential for Me'ilah, so that's what we mean by Kulay Lahachmir. And we can use discussing Me'ilah, remember, the basic idea is that if someone's considered Kachi Hashem, it's technically for Hashem, and nobody has any rights to it, so then one could be Evrim Me'ilah with it. However, once it does not have that designation anymore, for example, it's a carbon that could be eaten by Kaihanim, so then one can't be Evrim Me'ilah. So here we discuss specific carbonos. The Mishnah Aleph tells us, Chatas Ha'if, a bird Chatas, Mylan Bamshok Tisha, one could be Evrim Me'ilah with it. The moment it became Kadosh, meaning when he said, Harezu Chatas, this is a Chatas, that's already considered Kachi Hashem, so one could be Evrim Me'ilah with it. Now, Nimlaka, once Malika happened, which is what's done to a bird carbon, it's not shechted with a knife, rather, the Kain takes his sharp fingernail and cuts it on the back of the neck, that's called Malika. Once that happens, so now it moves to another stage. And now it's become prepared, meaning now there's a possibility that it could become pasul if it was touched by a tevul yom or mechusar kippurim. These are different stages of tuma. Namely, if a person became tamei, even if he went to the mikvah that day, which is called a tevul yom, he immersed that day in the mikvah, he still has some level of tuma. Namely, if he touches kachim, he's going to pasul it. And we even have someone called a mechusar kippurim. This is a person who was so tamei that not only does he need to go to the mikvah, he also has to bring a karbon the next day. So before he brings the karbon, he's called mechusar kippurim. He's lacking his kapara. So he also is considered this level of tamei that if he touches kachim, he pasuls it. So from when this chatas oif had malika done to it, since it's not alive anymore, it could become tamei if it's touched by this tvul yom mechusar kippurim. Also lina, if it stays overnight in the Beis HaMikdash, that's going to pasul it as well. And now on to the next stage, who's adama, once its blood was sprinkled. So chayavan alam yishon pickle nicer v'tamei, one could be chayav for pickle nicer v'tamei. However, ve'ein ba me'ilah, now it has no potential of me'ilah anymore because it's not kachi Hashem. Now it's fit for the kaihanim, they're going to be eating this chatas oif, and therefore one can't be over me'ilah anymore. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, continue to discuss bird karbanos. Oila sa'if, a bird oila, which means it's going to be completely burned on the Mizbeach, Mylan Bam Shoktisha, one could be Evrim Me'ilah with it. The moment he made a Kaddish, when he said Harezu Oila, a red is considered Kachi Hashem, it could be Evrim Me'ilah with it. Nimlika, once Malika happened, Hochshreli possible Tfil Yom Chazik Purim Belina, now it's been prepared. If it was touched by a Tfil Yom Chazik Purim or it stayed overnight in the base of Mikdash, that's going to become possible. Now Mitza Dama, once its blood is squeezed onto the side of the Mizbeach, that's what's done with an Oila sa'if. It doesn't have Zrika Sadam, its blood isn't sprinkled, it's just simply squeezed on the side of Mizbeach. So once that happens, Chayav Olam Mishum Pickle Nicer V'Tameh, one could be Chayav for Pickle Nicer and Tameh already. And also, Umaylin Ba, Ad Shetetzil Beis HaDeshen, one can still be Ivar Me'ilah with it until it's brought out out to the Beis Hadashen, which is the place where its ashes are brought outside Yerushalayim, and that's because, as opposed to a Chatas Oif from the previous Mishnah, which we had said a Chatas Oif is eaten by the Kaihanim, so once Zrikas Adam happened of the Chatas Oif, it now is not considered Kodesh Hashem, so you can't be Oif Me'ilah, and Oilas Oif is not eaten, it's totally burned. So it's always considered Kodesh Hashem, even when it's put on the Mizbeach, and it's totally burned, it's still considered Kodesh Hashem, and one could be Oif Me'ilah, even if he takes those ashes and uses them. It only loses its status of Kodesh Hashem once those ashes are brought out to the Beis Hadeshen outside Yerushalayim. It's only then that he's not able to be Oif Me'ilah anymore. And we continue going through many different karbanas, when the Chiv Me'ilah starts, when it ends, and other dinim along the way. Especially tells us, Parman Nisrafim, Sirman Nisrafim, these are both bulls and goats. They're going to be totally burned. These are brought for various different reasons. So Ma'ilin Bahen Misha Hoktashu, one could be Oif Me'ilah with them the moment they become Kaddish, when they're already designated as this karban. That's because they're Kodesh Kachim, so they're considered Kodesh Hashem. Nishchatu, once they're shechted, Hochshuli possible to Tvul Yom Chosr Kippurim Belina, they now prepared and could become possible if they're touched by a Tvul Yom, somebody who's Mechosr Kippurim, or if they stayed overnight in the base of Mikdash, that's Linos, they become possible. Who's a Daman, once the Hazaz Hadam, the sprinkling of blood was done, so Chayav and only Mishum Pigal Nasr Batame, now they can be Chayav for Pigal Nasr and Tame as well. And also, Ma'ilin Pahem Beis Hadeshen, Achi Utah Habasar, one could still be Oif Me'ilah with them with the meat, even after Zrikas Adam, that's even when it's Beis Hadeshen, meaning when it's being burned, it has to be that it's totally burned, that's Utah Habasar, everything's completely burned by the fire, and then it loses its status of Kodesh Hashem, because its avodah is complete, and only then a person's not able to Oif Me'ilah with it. Moving on to Mishnah Dahal, going on to discuss another carbon, Ha'oila, carbon oila, which we know is totally burned on his back, Ma'ilin Bami Shoktisha, already from the moment it becomes Kodesh, one could be Oif Me'ilah with it, it's Kodesh Hashem, Neshachta, once it gets shechted, Hochshuli possible Tvul Yom, Chosik Birim Belina, now it's become prepared, they become possible if it was touched by a Tvul Yom, or somebody who's lacking Kapara, or if it stayed overnight in the base of Mikdash, Nizrak Dama, once this Zrikas Hadam happened, Chayav and Olam Yishon Pigal Nesr Tame, now one could be Chayav for Pigal Nesr Tame as well, and here's a unique din, Ve'ein Ma'ilin Ba'ira, one is not able to be Oif Me'ilah with its hide anymore, and that's because the hide is given to the Kohen, so it's not considered Kodesh Hashem anymore. Aval Ma'ilin Ba'basar, but one could be Oif Me'ilah with the meat, Achid Tzil Beis Hadashen, until it's brought out to the Beis Hadashen, meaning calls when it's on the Mizbeach and it's burning, still considered Kodesh Hashem, so one could be Oif Me'ilah with it. And we continue discussing different karbanos, and when the Chiv kicks in for Me'ilah, and when they would fall off of it, and other dinim in the middle, says the Mishnah, Chatos Va'ashem Vizifchei Shalmei Tzibur, Ma'ilin Behen Misha Hukdashu, a carbon Chatos, carbon Asham, and karbanos are Shlomim, but for the Tzibur, which actually there's only one carbon that fits that bill, and that's the two kvasim, the two lambs that are brought on Shvuas, these are all considered Kodesh Kachim, so Kodesh Hashem, and therefore Ma'ilin Behen Misha Hukdashu, the moment they become Kadosh, one could be Oif Me'ilah with them, Nishchatu once are Shechted, Hochshuli possible Tvul Yom, Chosik Purim Belina, now they become prepared to become possible with all these things, Nizrak Daman once Rikas Adam happened, Chayav and Olam Yishon Pigal Nesr Tamei, one could be Chayav for all these things. However, Ein Ma'ilin Babasar, there's no Me'ilah with the meat anymore after Zrikas Adam, and that's because the meat is eaten by the Kaihanim, and therefore it's not Kodesh Hashem anymore. Aval, however, Ma'ilin Be'imurin on Sheitzul Beis Hadashen, one could be Oif Me'ilah with the Imurin, that's the sacrificial parts that are burned on the Mizbeach, and that ability for Me'ilah goes all the way until the ashes are brought out to the Beis Hadashen. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, which is somewhat of a continuation of the carbon that we just mentioned, namely Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, which we had explained is referring to the two kvasim, the two lambs that are brought on Shvuas. So these lambs, these kvasim, are also brought along with something called the Shtei HaLechem, which is two loaves of bread made out of wheat. Says Mishnah Vav, Shtei HaLechem, Ma'ilin Behem Mishok Tashu, the Shtei HaLechem, one could be Oif Me'ilah with them from when they become Kadosh, Karmu Batanur, once they form a crust in the oven as they're baking, Hochshuli Pasul B'Tvul Yom V'Chosik Purim, they're now prepared that they can become Pasul if they were touched by Tvul Yom V'Chosik Purim. Notice that the Mishnah does not say anything about Lina, about staying overnight in the base of Mikdash, and that's because these Shtei HaLechem were baked on Erev Yom Tov and eaten the next day on Yom Tov, so we see that Lina doesn't Pasul them. Them staying overnight is not Apsol. That's why the Mishnah doesn't mention it. Now, another thing that this Krima Batan, or this crusting over in the oven, helps for is V'Lishchat Aleim Es HaZevach. Now, the carbon, which is referring to the two kvasim, the two lambs, now they're able to be shechted because the bread is already at the stage that it crusted over in the oven. And Nizrak Damash Al Kvasim, once the blood is sprinkled of the kvasim, of the lambs, Chayav and Aleim Shem Pigal Nezer V'Tamei, now one is able to be Chayav for Pigal Nezer and Tamei for the Shtei Alechem as well. However, in Behen Me'ilah, there's no Dinah Me'ilah because they're eaten by the Kohanim, so they're not Kodesh Hashem anymore. Now, in the previous mission, we discussed the Shtei HaLechem, the two breads that were brought on Shavuos, and their din regarding Me'ilah and other things. So now we move on to other breads in the base of Mikdash. The Mishnah tells us Lechem HaPanim. This is usually translated as the show breads. These are the 12 Lechamim that are brought every single week fresh in the base of Mikdash. They're put on the Shulchan in the Heichal, and the next week on Shabbos, they're switched out for brand new ones. And Lechem HaPanim from last week, which actually was still fresh, even though it was sitting there for a week, is divvied up among the Kaihanim and they eat it. So this Lechem HaPanim says the Mishnah Ma'ilin by Mishokdash, the one who could be Oif Me'ilah with it for when it becomes Kadosh, because it's Kodesh Hashem, it's Kodesh Kachim, it's a high level. Karm Batanur wants to reach the stage in the oven and cross it over, so Hochshuli possible Tvul Yom Chosik Purim. Now it's become Mukhshar to become possible by a Tvul Yom Chosik Purim if he was touched, and once again, just like we said in the previous this Mishnah, we do not mention Lina staying overnight, because as we just said, they stayed for a whole week in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no soul of Lina, and also Krim and Batanra helps is Uli Sadar Gabi HaShulchan. Now they're able to be arranged on the Shulchan. Now they can be stacked how they're supposed to be. On to the next stage, Karu HaBazichin, when the two Bazichin of Levina, the two spoons of Levina that are brought along with it, once they're put on the Mizbeach, which happens at the end on next Shabbos, Chayavan Al Mishon Pickle Nesr Tameh, now one could be Chayav for Pickle Nesr and Tameh for the bread. However, in Ben Me'ilah, there's no dinner Me'ilah, because now they're not considered Kachay Hashem anymore. They're able to be eaten by the Kehanim, so one's not over Me'ilah if he uses them. Moving on to Mishnah Ches, on to another carbon, Hamenacha Ismail and Ben Mishoktashu, a carbon Mincha, which is generally made out of flour and oil. One could be over Me'ilah with it the moment he was Makdash it, namely the moment he said that this flour and oil is designated as a Mincha, so automatically one could be over Me'ilah. Now, Kachu Bekli, once it was put into a Kli Shares, then moves on to the next stage, and already from here, Hokshul possible to Voyom, Chosik Burim, Belina, now it's come prepared that he become possible if it was touched by a Tvul Yom, sometimes Mechazer Kippurim, or if it stayed overnight in the Beis HaMikdash. On to the next stage of the Mincha, which we know is called the Kaimetz, that's the scoop that the Kayin has to take out and burn on the Mizbeach. So Karva Kaimetz, once the Kaimetz was brought and was put on the Mizbeach, Chayav and Al Mishon Pigal Neser V'Tamei, now one could be Chayav for the rest of the Mincha for Pigal Neser and Tamei. However, V'Ein Mo'ilin B'Shirayim, one's not able to be Ivar Me'ilah with the Shirayim, with the leftover of the Mincha, after the Kaimetz, after the scoop was taken out, and that's because it's meant to be eaten by the Kaihanim, and so it's not Kachi Hashem anymore. Aval Meilin B'Kaimetz, but one could be Ivar Me'ilah with the Kaimetz, Ajei Tzil Beis HaDashen, until it's totally burned and the ashes are brought to the Beis HaDashen, because that's still considered Kachi Hashem. We're sorry for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Tess, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.